Talk about the Sahaba. We started to speak about the Sahaba a couple of nights ago, and we said if you want to be the Muslim there is, you have to follow the example of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, right? The Quran always talks about the personality and the character of the Sahaba. You read in Surah Al-Tawbah, ayah number 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ رَضِيَ So the pioneers, the foremost believers, helpers and the immigrants, and those who follow them in righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him, with them as they are with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised him Jannah, right? So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Sahaba in the Quran. We know by just reading the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, the first 13 years in Mecca, there was not a lot of teaching in the Quran, at least about ibadah, like fasting. We know fasting started in the second year in Medina. So for the first 15 years in the life of Islam in Mecca and Medina, 13 in Mecca and 2 in Medina, there was no fasting in Ramadan. But they used to fast in different times, a day here, a day there, right? Salah is the same thing. Zakah and Hajj and all these things. Why? Because the focus in Mecca for 13 years and 2 years in Medina was to build a Muslim character, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the Sahaba, He chose them, but He also gave them a lot of training in Tawheed and trusting in Allah, avoiding shirk and all these things. Then in Medina, we see the teaching about ibadah, not in Mecca, right? Some of the Sahaba used to say, if the first teaching of Islam was to quit alcohol, so once we accepted Islam, the Prophet ﷺ told us no alcohol from day one of Islam in Mecca, no one would have accepted Islam, right? Because it's difficult to change overnight. So for 13 or 15 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing them, building their character, so they will become the best Muslims there are. All of us know about the Great Wall of China, right? It's one of the greatest walls in the world, right? It took them a long time to build a wall. But do you know that in the first century, the first 100 years after the wall was built, China was invaded 3 times through the wall? Why? Because yes, the wall was big, it was high, you cannot scale the wall, you cannot dig through the wall, but you can easily bribe the keepers of the wall. 3 times the keepers were bribed, they opened the doors. Why? Because they did it the opposite way. You have to train people and prepare them to carry responsibility before you build the wall. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ did. He prepared the people, he taught them, he trained them, then he gave them the teaching of Islam. This is what you need to do and this is what you need to avoid, right? So it's always to keep this in mind. Many of us are not aware that some of the great Sahaba were given responsibilities at a young age. You know, Usama ibn Zayd became the leader of the Muslim army when he was only 17. The Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to Yemen as a judge and as a teacher when he was only 17, right? The great Sahaba, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, 70,000 malaika came to carry his janazah and to help with his janazah when he passed away. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if there is anyone that the squeezing of the grave was going to be waived for anyone, it would have been Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh was only 37 years old when he died. 37 years old. I'm 38 years old, right? So he technically was younger than me, right? But he became a hero, a great man of Islam. He was very young. I gave a khutbah last year, and I summed up the 3 reasons why the Sahaba were very great. I'm gonna sum them up very quickly for you, so you remember them. Number one, we said that the Sahaba did what we call istidraku mafat. Before Islam, they did terrible things. But once they accepted Islam, they made up for all the bad things they did in the past. If they fought against Islam, they became great defenders of Islam. If they spent money against Islam, they spend a lot of money now to support Islam. Right? We can do the same thing. If you don't read Quran, now is the time of Ramadan. If you don't pray regularly before Ramadan, now is the time to start, and so on and so on. To make up, right, for what we missed in the past. It is never too late. Number two, taking advantage of the good times. This is what the Sahaba did. Like in Ramadan, they worked a lot in Ramadan, diligently, fasting during the day, standing in Salah at night, giving sadaqah, and so on and so forth. Taking advantage of these times. Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, the last odd nights of Ramadan, like the 21st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 9th, most likely is the Layla of the 27th, as some of the Sahaba said. So take advantage of this. The day of Jum'ah, the day of Arafah, right? These special days, so take advantage of them. The last one, something the Sahaba used to do, there are so many hadith in the books of Sunan, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasai, they would come on the Prophet ﷺ, they wouldn't talk about regular ibadat, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, what are the best ibadat in Islam? What are the best things that we can, what are the most beloved deeds to Allah? So he would tell him, fasting, or he would tell them, take care of your parents, or he would tell them, pray on time. These are, you know, special ibadat, right? So they used to ask about the best ibadat in Islam, right? Why? Because they don't want to be in the basement of Jannah, they wanted to be in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. They used to think big and aim high. So if you want to be as good as the Sahaba, you have to follow their example and do these three things. Make up for what you missed in the past, look for the special times like Laylatul Qadr and Ramadan, and also do the best ibadat just like they did. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us together with the Prophets and the Sahaba in the Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. The question last time was, Al-Sab' al-Mathani, the seven often repeatedly ayat in the Quran, and of course, these are Surah al-Fatiha. These seven ayat we always recite in Salah. 17 times in every rak'ah in Salah, right? And the winner is Sister Gulala Mahmoudi. Where is Heman? Is Heman here? Come here. Sorry. Takbir. Allah. Tonight's question is very difficult. You have to do a lot of research. In the Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, in Surah Al-Hijr, in Surah Sa'd, the Shaytan said to Allah after he disobeyed, he refused to make sajda to Adam, he said, I will mislead human beings. And he said, Rabbi anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Delay me until the day humans are resurrected. Why did he say that? Why did he say, anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun? Delay me until they are resurrected. Not before. Why did he say that? There is wisdom behind this request from Shaitan. If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow.